live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. Got a packed show for you today, folks. We're going to start out talking to our friend Gary Denton. He owns the Amco franchise in Prescott Valley. He has a wonderful and patriotic side gig, so to speak. He operates the Wheels of Freedom Project that helps disabled veterans regain their mobility. We'll also talk today with Ryan Harlow from the Prescott YMCA for Girls and Sports Day. And local writer Sergio Mendez, no, not the musician, Sergio is part of our Professional Writers of Prescott series. If you're a baseball fan, Diamondbacks host the Dodgers for the second of three games tonight at Chase Field. This will be the second to last home game of the season for the Diamondbacks, and they are hoping to knock the Dodgers out of the West Division lead. You can tune in live tonight for the pregame show at 6 p.m. The first pitch live from Chase Field at 6:40 on KQNA-FM. Speaking of the Dodgers, I went to Dodger Stadium last Monday night, saw the Dodgers and Rockies. That was part of a sports weekend. We also went to the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum to see the Rams and Cardinals, and I couldn't help but be struck by the fact that the Rams are playing in 95-year-old Memorial Coliseum. The Dodgers are playing in 56-year-old Dodger Stadium. The Los Angeles Angels are playing in 52-year-old Angel Stadium, and UCLA plays in 96-year-old the Rose Bowl. And all four of these stadiums are in earthquake country. Yet the Diamondbacks are complaining that Chase Field is too expensive to maintain and they think it's falling apart. Where is the irony there? Well, we always welcome your questions and comments about Q&A. Drop me an email at djphone, that's djphone, at kqna.com. And keep in mind, this is Tuesday. That means Tuesday Night Classics at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. And what a classic they have at 7 o'clock tonight for only $5. It's Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein. Don't miss that one. Stay tuned. We've got Gary Denton in the bullpen coming around the corner on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
When you're vehicle shopping, you expect there to be a large selection at a brand-name dealership like Finley Toyota Prescott. And there is, the largest selection in Yavapai County. With access to over 10,000 vehicles in our multi-dealership network, we can find you the vehicle that fits your needs and budget. A car is a personal statement and a major investment, so we want you to drive your perfect Toyota. At Finley Toyota Prescott, we also believe in supporting our community in many ways, including creating well-paying jobs and generating sales tax revenue to help support our schools, police, fire departments, and local government agencies. Why drive several hours and battle the heat when Finley Toyota Prescott guarantees to meet any reputable dealer price in Phoenix? We can find you the vehicle that fits your needs and budget. Thank you for voting Finley Toyota Prescott the Daily Courier 2018 Reader's Choice Award for Best Automotive Dealership. Finley Toyota Prescott and at FinleyToyotaPrescott.com.
Finley Toyota Prescott, we're everybody's hometown dealer.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Business with a handshake. We've all done it. Don't risk your business and your personal life. Business owners open themselves to liability every day with their customers, their employees, their vendors, and even the public. Do it right and protect yourself and call Men Love Law. I'll help reduce the risk through proper setup and planning. Mention this ad and receive a free consultation. Don't put your business or your family at risk from frivolous lawsuits any longer. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 207. Always great to have a friend in the house. That's certainly the case today. Gary Denton, now in his fourth year operating the Prescott Valley, owning and operating the Prescott Valley Amco franchise. But Gary has a very special side gig, and it's called Wheels of Freedom. And Gary, I understand that this took a big turn in your life when a couple of men from the employer support of the Garden Reserve happened to walk into your shop. Tell me about that story.
Well, first of all, thank you for DJ. I really appreciate you having me come in today. When we first got the Amco about almost 3.5 years ago or so, there was an old wheelchair in there that we were cleaning out the facility and getting all the junk in there that over time just built up. And the old wheelchair we looked at, we were going to first throw it away, and then we realized that it may be worth something, so let's don't throw it away yet. So I went on Google and put the serial number in there and found out that it was at one time a very, very expensive wheelchair, about $5,000 or $6,000.
Wow.
So I basically got my guys to clean it up, put new tires on it. We reupholstered it, put new batteries in it, and realized it was actually in really good shape. So we were looking for a way to, do something with it. And instead of selling it, we wanted to do something for the community. That's the reason we moved up here anyway. Mm-hmm. And luckily, we met some people from the Garden Reserve, and I approached them and said, hey, I have this wheelchair, and I'm looking for maybe a veteran who doesn't have access to, like, a power chair, who's stuck in a manual wheelchair and for some reason didn't qualify through the VA or, their own insurance, mm-hmm. and they were struggling and maybe stuck in their home. And sure enough, they, within a week or so, they, found a gentleman. He came up to our shop and, it was very, very interesting. He was, older gentleman, kind of mumbling a lot and, didn't really even look up. He had no eye contact or anything. And, so they got him into our shop and sat him down, and then I went out and got the wheelchair and brought it around, and we brought him outside and set him in that chair. And again, he was just kind of mumbling everything.
Now, he also needed a kidney and pancreas transplant too, right?
That is correct. That is correct, which he did receive at a later date.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, he showed him how to work it, and he took off in the parking lot and zipped all the way down to the end of the parking lot and turned around and zipped back. And as he was coming back, his head lifted, and I saw the biggest smile I've ever seen in my life. And it was amazing. He spun around me like he's been driving it for years. And he looked at me and said, Gary, you won't believe what you've done. You changed my life. You saved my life. And I went, wow, this is pretty amazing.
You probably felt better than he did.
He had tears in his eyes, and we started talking a little bit. Next thing you know, myself and all my mechanic guys and everybody started tearing up a little bit and, for joy. And it was just so amazing that we got to do that for him.
Now, if I remember correctly from previous visits, you had spent many years heading up a team of maintenance and repair people for commercial and municipal vehicles in Phoenix, right?
Yeah, I had a large construction company in Phoenix, mm-hmm. and we had a fleet of like 120 vehicles.
Yeah.
And with that, we had mechanics bays. I had four bays and four mechanics, and that's kind of why I actually chose to buy the Amco up here.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm not really a mechanic myself, I figured, okay, I know how to run a business. I know how to run, keep vehicles running, because at that point in my life, each vehicle was a profit center. It had to stay running.
Sure.
You know, or someone didn't work or we didn't get the job.
Yeah.
So it was real important. So I understood what it took to maintain and keep vehicles running and make sure we do it right and only spend the money that needs to be spent. Don't overdo it if it's an older vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned a lot by that. And so I just kind of took what I learned there and brought it to the AAMCO, and it's worked out pretty good.
And by purchasing an AAMCO, of course, you bring in that very, very well-known pre-sold name. But you had some projects to tackle when you bought this particular AAMCO, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. This AAMCO, which, you know, we didn't completely understand when we bought the AAMCO, that the reputation was not great at this particular AAMCO. The previous owner wasn't a huge fan of Prescott Valley. He didn't live here and just hired some people that he really didn't know. And, you know, he was there just to make a buck, you know, because that was his job. That's all he wanted to do. He wasn't committed to the town.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we realized that pretty much day one when we moved in, talking to the locals and stuff about the reputation that it had. So we definitely had our work cut out for us because it wasn't just starting a new business for us. It was, all right, we got to get the people back. And,
sure.
You know, luckily the only reason we chose to come up here and be in the service, you know, the industry was to give back to the community. That's why we did that. When I sold my other company, I was going to retire and I realized I was just too young to retire and I, you know, not needed something to do. I wanted something to do. And, when this came available, it was like, you know, I've always loved Prescott Valley, been mm-hmm. coming up here for, you know, 23 years from Phoenix and, you know, bringing my kids up here to the pumpkin patch every year ever since my daughter was, well, before she could walk and now she's 23 years old. and my son also, now they're coming back with their grandkids.
Yeah.
They'll be up in a couple weekends to go to the Mortimer. So, yeah, anyway, so we're here. We're committed to the town. The town, I think, realizes that. As soon as we moved up here in 2016, I won Business Leader of the Year, which was just amazing how the town just opened their arms to outsiders. You know, we kind of were in a small town like that. But they really opened up, and we've done everything we can to give back to the community, and we love it here, and I'll never go back to Phoenix, that's for sure.
And as I understand it, AAMCO's corporate headquarters named you Newcomer of the Year?
Yeah, well, actually what it was we won the Franchise Gold Award, and it really wasn't through AAMCO. AAMCO threw my name in a hat for the International Franchise Association, which is a, you know, group of all of the franchises from Winchell Donuts to McDonald's to Burger King and all,
sure.
You know, all the big franchises that are around the world. They threw my name in a hat for my charity, Wheels of Freedom Project, and what we were doing up here for our local veterans. And, sure enough, that, the International Franchise Association picked us, AAMCO Prescott Valley, you know, which is great to represent Prescott Valley.
Yeah.
And we got the gold award, and they actually flew my wife and I up to Washington, D.C., and I got to sit at one of the round tables with the Ronald McDonald House. That group.
Another great charity.
Yeah. And it was amazing that it was like I had to pinch myself a few times. You know, they had me write a speech and everything else, had to get on stage and do the closing remarks for the mm-hmm. whole conference. And, it was very, very exciting. They had a nice donation that they provided us for the Wheels of Freedom Project that really got us going and got us our 501c3 and really, you know, made us be able to reach out farther than we are. Or were.
Now, you're continuing to repair wheelchairs and make them available for veterans, right?
Absolutely, constantly. In fact, actually, this morning I went out and actually put new tires on a scooter that we donated a while ago. And then right after this show, I'm heading out to Prescott Valley and delivering a wheelchair to a veteran's son. Veteran's son has some issues, has some liver issues, and had some bone issues that he's had over the years, and he's a big boy, 6'5", 260 pounds.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
And he has trouble getting around, and so we talked a little bit earlier in the week, and you know, we take care of not just the veterans but their families as well, because you know, when a veteran serves, they serve, but when a veteran serves, their family serves too.
Yeah.
It's definitely, they're all together in that. So we make sure that the family's taken care of as well.
And for any of our listeners who can't donate a wheelchair but can donate to the cause, how can they reach you to help the Wheels of Freedom Project?
Yeah, that's real easy. They can go on our website, basically, wheelsoffreedomproject.org. wheelsoffreedom.org. That's Wheels of Freedom Project. A lot of people miss the project part. Wheelsoffreedomproject.org, and there's just a button right there when you go there that says donate, and it's really easy to do, and I really appreciate, you know, everyone doing that for us, and they have in the past, and it's just been wonderful. But yeah, also wheelchairs. A lot of people have wheelchairs laying around the house, that either someone passed away or they do have good insurance and they received a new one and they have an older one. And sometimes the older one, maybe only a couple years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so we go through it and make sure it's safe and put new batteries and make sure it's clean and perfect, ready to go. And then, you know, we get applicants all the time that we can make sure that they get taken care of.
You know, the weather is getting cooler. We're going to start having cold nights in about a month or so. What should we be planning for our cars to prepare for the winter?
Well, so funny about you say that is a lot of people forget the word coolant in the wintertime. But coolant is very, very important. Coolant does break down, and it does turn into water, basically, and water freezes, obviously. So, yeah, coolant is very, very important, so make sure you check your coolant, not just the level, but a lot of times you need to get it flushed out because it does break down and gets oils in it and different composites in there and even some rust. So, you know, I suggest flush your radiator. That's really important. And always stay up on your oil changes and transmission, you know, changes and stuff like that. So that's all good, but mainly take care of your coolant. I think that's number one that people forget about. And don't forget your windshield wipers as well.
Of course. And even though our listeners may be living in this area, we know a lot of them spend a lot of time in Phoenix. And you know from operating the vehicle fleet in Phoenix what the heat does just being in that heat, even if you don't live there, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's great to get your cars. And, of course, AAMCO, you know, for decades was known strictly for transmissions, but you guys have been in the full-fledged repair and maintenance field now for quite a while, haven't you?
Yeah, quite a while. I think it's been, I don't know the exact time, because I've only been in the franchise model for, you know, almost 4 years.
Yeah.
But I think it's been probably a good 10 to 15 years that they introduced the Total Car Care.
Yeah.
And what's nice about that is when they first introduced it, you know, all the AAMCOs were kind of nervous because they've never done Total Car Care.
Yeah.
But they invested a lot of money into AAMCO corporate and actually came up with AAMCO University, which is located in Noonan, Georgia. And they also started AAMCO University Online. And so what's nice is all of my mechanics, basically, they get assigned projects every week that they have a login to AAMCO University, and I keep track of their scores and what they're doing, if they need more training here or there. And we try to stay up on all the new vehicles. And speaking of that, we recently all went to L.A. And did hybrid training and spent about 4 or 5 days in L.A. going through and actually, you know, live on cars, going through all the training of the hybrid cars, changing batteries. And so we're doing that now. And actually, it's a lot more dangerous than I thought it was. We had to order a lot of equipment to make sure our guys are safe. But
indeed,
we're doing hybrids right now, and the way it's looking, we're a lot more competitive than the dealer, and with the same warranties and all that. So if you have a hybrid and you're having some issues, bring it to AAMCO because we can get it fixed for you.
And tell us your location and your phone number.
Okay, we're located on just off of, we're parallel to Glassford Hill in 69. I'm sorry, parallel to 69, just west of Glassford Hill. And in Prescott Valley, and our phone number is 928-759-5588. Or you can go to AAMCOPrescott.com and give us a call, make an appointment, come in. And we don't charge anything to take a look at your car, basically.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a check engine light on, or if even you're going to purchase a car and you don't know much about it, do a pre-purchase inspection with us. Make an appointment. We don't charge anything for that either. We never do. You come in, sometimes we'll spend 45 minutes to an hour with your car, bringing you out, showing your car, showing you what's going on with it so you feel comfortable about either your purchase or the current car that you have. Like I said, we don't charge for that. We want to make sure everyone's safe.
And that is Gary Denton with the Prescott Valley AAMCO and Wheels of Freedom. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. We've got Ryan Harlow from the YMCA Girls in Sports Day. And we've also got Sergio Mendez, the local author, coming on today's show on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99 and 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com.
Hey, Michelle.
Well, my baby said his first words. He said AMCO. You know, as in AMCO Transmissions.
Oh, you mean AMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care? As in the specialists who repair and maintain all components on your vehicle? Oh, my baby said that weeks ago.
No. Your baby is saying it all wrong. It's AMCO Transmissions. As in the specialists who know the difference between just sticking in any old part and the correct safe installation. My baby also said they have the best warranties in the business.
Oh, yeah? Well, my little sweetie said to me, AMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care have the lowest prices in town, and they'll have you in and out and back on the road faster than any shop around.
He did not.
Did too.
Specializing in every part of your vehicle, it's AMCO Transmissions.
AMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care.
AMCO Transmissions.
AMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care, located on the south side of Highway 69, just west of Glassford Hill in Prescott Valley.
When the need for senior care arises, there's no place like home. Your loved ones should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels will provide home care for your mom or dad at home up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You'll select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Franchises are available. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Noted author, former chief medical correspondent, and Salon Pass user, Dr. Bob Arnott.
The human body has billions of pain receptors. Block those receptors with the anesthetics found in Salon Pass Lidocaine Plus, and you'll have relief. Salon Pass Lidocaine Plus contains two anesthetics, including the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. They numb aggravated nerves for effective, lasting relief. For relief, try what I use, Salon Pass Lidocaine Plus.
In the silver box with the blue wave.
As a state representative, Kyrsten Sinema argued that men caught soliciting underage girls shouldn't be charged with child prostitution if they just claim the girls looked older. Now Sinema's trying to deny the truth. Here's the tape her ad uses.
Everyone in this body wants to address the issue of child prostitution. We know that it is dangerous.
Wait, let's listen to her very next sentence at the hearing, the one her ad deceptively leaves out.
I'm just not convinced that enforcing a strict liability on those Johns who are engaging in prostitution is really the answer.
Sinema still won't admit her mistake.
So has she changed her mind on the issue?
They did send me a statement, and it was vaguely worded, and you can't really tell whether or not she's changed her mind.
Kyrsten Sinema is radically wrong for U.S. Senate. Defend Arizona, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.defendarizona.org.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:23. Before we let Gary Denton go, one more thing to remind our listeners of, Gary.
We have our second annual Crown King Charity Horseshoe Tournament coming up this weekend, actually, September 29th. And it's going to be at the, if you've ever been to Crown King before, it's right downtown Crown King. You can go to crownking.com to register for the event or just show up by 10 a.m. to Crown King for our horseshoe tournament. So thank you, DJ. I appreciate that.
Is there a web page or a phone number for people to call for info?
Yeah, just crownking.com.
There you are. Very good. And we also have in the studio today, we're going to talk about Girls and Sports Day coming up at the Prescott YMCA. We have Jamie DeJoseph, Diane DeLong, and Casey Shaver along to talk about that. Jamie, you want to introduce what Girls and Sports Day is all about?
Girls and Sports Day is our event. We partner with North Star, and we put on this event to empower girls to make positive choices and live healthy lives. They get to spend the day rotating through 9 sports stations. Dinner's provided. And we have a great guest speaker this year as well.
Mm-hmm. Who is your guest speaker?
Dr. Cindy Rollins.
And Dr. Cindy Rollins will be talking about what exactly?
Go ahead, Diane.
She is really talking about how kindness is not being weak and how we can lift each other's up and support each other, and she's got opening and closing speech that I think is really going to inspire and empower the girls and provide a lot of great conversation afterwards with their friends and family.
That is Casey Shaver and Diane DeLong. That was Diane DeLong. Casey Shaver, you're also here. What can you tell us about the Girls in Sports Day?
Well, it's a really good chance for to let girls try different sports. We have some on the rotation that aren't normal, and it gives them an opportunity to try something new. And a lot of times I find out they're really good at something that they never tried before.
You must have seen the little thought bubble above my head, because I was just going to ask about that. I'll let all three of you pitch in on this. With the YMCA and all the activities you have, how often do you find somebody coming in and just trying something, a new activity, a new sport, a new game, and going, wow, I can do this? Mm-hmm. And they make new friends doing it once they find out they're pretty good at it, don't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What kinds of sports are we talking about?
So the ages 7 and 9, they get to do gymnastics, they get to do dance and gaga ball.
Okay, you got to stop me there. Gaga ball?
Yeah, so I don't know too much about it, but it's they play in this little pit, and it's kind of like dodgeball, mm-hmm. I think. You're just basically supposed to just try and get each other out. Mm-hmm. See the pit. There's certain rules.
With a name like that, it sounds like something any kid would want to try.
Yeah, it's popular, especially with our summer camp kids during the summer. There's when they're out on the field, that's part of what they do. So,
yeah.
Casey?
It allows them to jump, and they have to dodge. Like she said, it's kind of like dodgeball. One person starts it off, and they throw, you know, they kind of throw it at the other person, and they jump over it, or they dodge away from it, and then it gives them an opportunity to catch it and then try to get somebody else out. It's a lot of fun.
There we go. Okay,
yeah,
Casey?
It's a lot of fun.
I'm sorry, Diane?
Well, the rest of the sports for ages 10 and 11, we have volleyball, self-defense, and an obstacle course. And for the older girls, 12 to 14, we have pickleball, pound, and Zumba. So we have a variety of kind of traditional, non-traditional sports. But I would like to add that when North Star started this 17 years ago, North Star Youth Partnership, it wasn't about as much about the sports, but it was about providing girls with an opportunity to learn about teamwork. Mm-hmm. It wasn't designed to make them Olympians. It was just the research showed that girls that participated in sports were less likely to engage in risk-taking behaviors. And it all makes sense when you think about it. If you're good at something, if you feel good about yourself, if you're part of a team, you're better, you know, off to make good choices.
You're better equipped for life, aren't you?
You are.
Casey, I see you nodding your head over there. Tell us about some of the social benefits of being involved in team sports and group activities.
Oh, I love team sports. I think that it really does show them that, you know, it's not just about them. Usually there's a team, and the team is relying on you. And it just shows, like Diane was saying, it gets them proud and to be part of something where you have other girls that have similar things and a similar goal, and it's a lot of fun to have that camaraderie between each other, and that you end up having bonds that you're going to keep forever.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of sports have each of you been involved in through your life? Jamie?
I played basketball in high school. I started in middle school. I played 2 years there, and then I played every year in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Love every kind of sport there is, but I only played basketball in high school.
Casey, so. How about you?
Wow, I was always in sports. When it was off season for track, I was doing badminton or softball. So I did soccer, but my favorite was gymnastics. Mm-hmm. I love doing gymnastics. So.
Mm-hmm. And Diane?
In elementary and middle school, I played softball every year. And then in high school, I was on the golf team all 4 years. And I must say I was better at golf than softball.
Now, for a child involved in sports, let me get each of your opinion on this. How important is it for a child to learn sports if only for the fact that you learn there are rules and everybody has to play by them?
I really think that's the best thing there is about sports. Mm-hmm. It's the rules you follow, and they can learn at a young age too, and just to get involved and mm-hmm. be out there playing sports and not just, you know, at home doing the video games and stuff like that. They're just out there playing sports, and I loved it. Being a part of a team is one of the best things you can do.
Sure, so. Casey.
For sure. And it also teaches them good sportsmanship. You're not always going to win, and that's okay. It just means that, hey, what can we do next time to get better? Mm-hmm. And it makes you actually strive for greatness and actually try to work harder for the next time.
Mm-hmm. Diane?
Well, it's sportsmanship for sure, but, you know, just try, you know, it's like doing your best. Try something, you know. You don't have to be an athlete. Maybe you're in a sport just because you want to be healthy. Maybe you want to run, and you don't have to be part of a team for that, but just to make yourself feel good and to be healthy.
And also, Diane, I'll have you tell us who are the people who make the Girls in Sports Day possible.
Well, our obviously, we are indebted to the YMCA who partnered with us after year two, and we couldn't do it without the Prescott YMCA. We are very, very grateful to our financial funders, Orthopedic Specialist of Central Arizona, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. So mm-hmm. those are our two big ones. And we also have some other sponsors that are helping with dinner.
Yeah, so everybody gets dinner, and we have Papa John's providing the pizza, and we have Panera Bread providing, I believe, salad and cookies.
Mm-hmm.
So we couldn't do without them either.
Are there any nuts and bolts our listeners should know about in terms of where to drop the children off? I mean, things like this. Who can explain that for us?
I'll go ahead and take that one. You can register at the YMCA up until the day of. It's preferred to do it before. That way they're not having to wait in line and do it at the day of. That way they can go in a lot sooner.
And to repeat the day of, which is?
Which is September 29th.
That will be Saturday. Okay.
Saturday. Mm-hmm. And check-in is at 1 p.m. And all the girls must check in with the YMCA by 1:15. And we have a lot of spots available, but not too many, so don't wait. Make sure that you get signed up as soon as possible. We tell tell the girls to wear comfortable clothes, athletic shoes. Don't forget their sunscreen. Leave any electronics at homes, those kinds of things. Make sure that they're wearing the proper feet, you know, no sandals and those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask, how we have a couple minutes left. How important is it for kids of all ages, actually, to stay physically active and put down the phone?
Oh, gosh. Pet peeve. I shudder to think about this generation who aren't going outdoors to play.
And you're not just saying, these kids these days. Everybody says that. Even other kids say it.
You know, and it's just, there's so much out of the world of electronics. It's like, go outside.
But they're missing
it. They're missing it. And, mm-hmm. and I, you know, it is affecting health. And I think even emotional health, not just physical. So, yeah, leave the electronics home. Come to Girls in Sports Day and be active and have fun.
You know, when I was in the seventh grade, I had an 80-year-old seventh grade teacher, Mary Murphy, and she was the stereotypical hunched-over little old lady who always told us, sit up straight. You don't want to end up looking like me. And you know what? And I'm picturing a lot of kids, by the time they hit 80, they're going to be stooped over at the neck from constantly looking at their phone everywhere they go, and they're not going to live to be 80 because they're not going to get enough physical activity to stay healthy.
Right.
It is so important, right?
It's very important. It's like you just go out to restaurants and you see the kids with their iPads and their
and there's no conversation at the table.
No conversation.
Everybody's looking at their phones and tapping away.
Yeah. It makes them really awkward, too. They have a hard time even talking amongst them, their friends and their peers.
Yeah.
And it's they can be in the same room, but they're texting and they're laughing, but they're not engaging face-to-face. And this day, you know, it's Girls in Sports Day, their phones are put away. This is getting out, meeting friends, talking to people, and really getting to, you know, build good relationships with other girls.
And just think 10 years from now, 20 years from now, how many advantages these girls will have in the job market from learning to socialize and make eye contact and talk to people, correct?
Correct.
Rather than just texting away.
Correct. Correct.
I agree.
How can people learn more about Girls and Sports Day?
You can go onto the YMCA's webpage. It is PrescottYMCA.org, and if you just go to the special events, they can find it there. They can also give us a call at 928-445-7221.
And that is Jamie DeJoseph, Diane DeLong, and Casey Shaver. Thank you for joining us on behalf of Girls and Sports Day. Stay tuned. And also one more last note there, Casey.
Just so they know that it's only $15 from 1:30 to 7:30 at night, and they're getting not only they're getting fed, they're also getting a backpack full of goodies
wow.
that they get to take home. So this is a really inexpensive way to let the girls have a fun day out.
Yeah. Be a fun day for the parents, too, when they get back, because they'll be tired.
They sleep really well.
Every parent will appreciate that, believe me.
Thanks. Indeed.
I'm really glad you added that. Thank you. Stay tuned, because we've got Sergio Mendez coming in. No, not that Sergio Mendez. It's the local author, Sergio Mendez. He's going to be fun to talk to. Coming up after News with Link on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at KQNA.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LMS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
RCA Ram Turquoise Circuit Rodeo Finals, presented by Cliff Castle Casino, is back at the Prescott Valley Event Center October 5th and 6th. See the top rodeo stars from Arizona and New Mexico compete for a chance to make it to the national finals. Tickets start at just $13. Buy one, get one offer for Saturday afternoon's performance. The Ram Turquoise Circuit Pro Rodeo Finals, October 5th and 6th at the Prescott Valley Event Center. Get your tickets at the Event Center box office and through Ticketmaster. Online at PrescottValleyEventCenter.com.
Showers, dishes, laundry. What if you find yourself out of hot water? Well, that's where RED Plumbing comes in, and we'll get you back in hot water. RED Plumbing carries a huge selection of high-efficiency water heaters and recirculating systems backed by superior innovation. Gas, electric, or tankless water heaters. RED Plumbing has the right one for you. Give RED Plumbing a call today, 772-9296. That's 772-9296. Or find us online at redplumbinginc.com.
Hi, I'm Amy Finston, Children's Librarian at Prescott Public Library. Does your family love to sing songs and groove to the beat? Then join us September 26th for a fun-filled fall family sing-along with Mr. Jim. The hand-clapping, toe-tapping fun begins at 4 p.m. Check our online calendar at prescottlibrary.info for more information. Youth programs are presented with funding from the Friends of the Prescott Public Library. See you at the library!
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. The search is on for an Ash Fork burglary suspect.
Just after 1 Friday morning, Yavapai County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to a business alarm activation at Coral Market and Shell Gas, located on Lewis Avenue. Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Dievlin says deputies found an open window, but no suspects.
An employee arrived, noticed the cash register drawer had been removed and set on the counter, and confirmed the theft of several vendor checks and lottery tickets from the register.
Dievlin explains only still shots are available from the security camera.
Deputies are working to access and higher resolution photos. It appears the male suspect is wearing a shirt with some type of logo or lettering.
Anyone who has information on this incident is asked to call the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office at 771-3260 or Yavapai Silent Witness at 1-800-932-3232. The Prescott City Council meets at 3 this afternoon to consider a donation for the Granite Mountain Hotshots Memorial.
According to City Manager Michael Lamar, the $50,000 donation will go towards creation and installation of a memorial honoring the 19 Hotshots who died fighting the Arnell Hill Fire on June 30, 2013. The memorial, which will be located on the Prescott Courthouse Square, is a larger-than-life bronze statue of a young firefighter standing in front of a granite stone. The names of the fallen hotshots will be etched in the stone. The memorial will also include a walkway all around it. Idaho artist Deborah Fellows has been selected to create the memorial. The Prescott City Council meeting will be held at City Hall on South Cortez Street. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Skies clear overnight for a sunny Wednesday and Thursday. Expect an overnight low of 55 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 84 tomorrow and a high of 85 on Thursday. 58 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Wednesday of 93 and a high on Thursday of 94. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Look for the grand opening of the brand new Findlay Subaru Prescott state-of-the-art facility, November 10th. We're pretty excited to have a new place to present the Subaru lineup. So during September's under-construction pre-grand opening event, Findlay Subaru Prescott is working to sell all remaining 2018s to make room for our special allocation on new Subarus for our grand opening celebration. We want to see a new Subaru in everyone's driveway, so you'll have the safety of Subaru's symmetrical all-wheel drive this coming winter. Come in, take a test drive, and see how much you can save during our under-construction pre-grand opening event. You want to buy a new Subaru, and we want to sell you one. Right now, you can finance a new 2018 Findlay Subaru Impreza for as low as 0% APR or lease for $165 a month. Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Shop online at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com or call 928-771-6900. For well-qualified buyers, now through October 1st, lease Impreza Standard 2.0 i4D 5MT model code JJA-01 for 36 months with $19.95 new at signing, zero security deposit.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Courtesy Auto Sales,
Warriors Heating and Cooling,
Prescott Brewing Company,
You Pick
Heritage Memory Mortuary,
Yavapai Heating and Cooling,
Buc-ee's and Yavapai Casino,
Quality Collision,
Cable One,
National Bank of Arizona,
Prescott Dirt,
Home Furnishings Direct,
M-Co,
Renshaw Family Dental,
Yavapai Block,
Wallach and Bolt,
Yavapai Regional Medical Center,
Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling,
E-Max host the Dodgers
tonight at 6
on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
And we are back at 2:43. We have not only a local author, but a very good sport, Sergio Mendez, who has endured all of my silly jokes today. Sergio, I'm sure it's the very first time you've ever heard people make fun of your very famous name,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. I'm shocked that the... It has never happened before.
Yeah, indeed. Well, I can identify with that because my real name is DJ Phone, and people always say, you made it up for radio, didn't you? So I can appreciate that. But you are a local author. Tell us a bit about what you write and what your influences are.
Okay, so first of all, DJ, thanks for having me over.
Sure.
I'm new to the area. I'm just new transplant here. I live in Prescott with my wife and Rocky, our intrepid Yorkie Poo. And we moved here from Silicon Valley. You know, I worked there in the semiconductor industry and recently retired for, you know, a number of years. Originally, I immigrated to the United States in 1977 from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, mm-hmm. which is just on the other side of the other Sergio Mendes town, Niterói.
Sure.
And I studied electrical engineering at the Missouri University of Science and Technology, Rolla, Missouri. And I had several jobs during my career in the IC manufacturing and designing. I actually designed integrated circuits, believe it or not. And I lived in Florida. Worked for a company called Harris Semiconductor, and you were mentioning earlier there that your niece is in the rocket, you know, mm-hmm. industry, yeah. and so on and so forth. I actually watched the first space shuttle launched from my backyard.
Wow, how cool is that?
Harris Semiconductor is in Brevard County, pretty close to Cocoa Beach and Cape Canaveral, and so on and so forth.
Wow,
so
how interesting. Tell us what kind of science fiction authors and books that you would read as a kid to get your interest piqued.
Well, definitely Isaac Asimov, you know, and Arthur C. Clarke and others such as that. But I'm really an Isaac Asimov fan. I pretty much read all his books, mm-hmm. Foundation series, the Robot series, and that's what really got me perhaps even going into engineering, electrical engineering,
sure.
and really getting very interested in physics and chemistry and things like that.
Well, you can appreciate this. I was in Los Angeles last week, and we took a guided tour of the historic architecture of downtown L.A. They took us into the Central Library. Guess which 80-year-old man at the time used to pedal his bicycle downtown every day to the library and do his research? Ray Bradbury.
Wow.
He never drove.
Wow.
So he always pedaled his bicycle to the library in downtown L.A. to do his research and meet his fans. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. It's another, you know, one of the other pillars.
Of course, exactly.
Of course.
So tell us about the books you've written.
Well, I actually have only written one book so far, and I self-published on Amazon Kindle. It's called Qubit. And it's basically, if you think in terms of what the book actually is about, It's first of all, not a fantasy story. Okay, there are no dragons, witches, or sorcerers. It's pure science fiction in the molds of Isaac Asimov novels, you know, mm-hmm. for those that are familiar with that work. The philosophical question of the book is, how much should humanity rely on artificial intelligence? And what are the possible consequences that you could run into? So Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla and SpaceX, coined the phrase that artificial intelligence is potentially more dangerous than nukes and, you know, should be regulated. That's mm-hmm. the push that he's making. You know, nobody would profess that making nuclear bombs should be something you could do in your basement.
Sure.
That being sane, right? So having said that, Qubit is an action-packed page-turner adventure of a businessman that gets through a freakish time warp doing a flight on a business trip, and this is the fiction of the book, because as far as I'm concerned, I've never heard of that in reality, but, you know, there it is. And he finds himself 1,000 years in the future, when Earth was ruled by an artificial intelligence residing on a quantum computer. By the way, qubit is short for quantum bit, which is the basic unit of quantum information.
You know, so qubit is spelled Q-U-B-I-T, right?
Exactly. And mm-hmm. that's the version of the binary byte, mm-hmm. you know, in regular computers.
Okay. So when it comes to writing a book, and I always ask every author this, in the course of writing your book, do you have the whole thing kind of sketched out before you start, or is there any part during the process where you find the stories, the characters, the ideas all converging so fast that they start writing themselves and you have to keep up?
Yeah, so, no, I don't have the beginning, the middle, and the end. A lot of writers are, I guess, their minds are more organized than mine. Usually, I have a kernel of an idea, which I run into, you know, just as I'm walking around and I notice something or hear something. And then, once I have the kernel of this idea, I start to think of the plot from about 30,000 feet. So the general, like what this would be like, how cool would it be to write this way mm-hmm. or that way? Then I think of the characters that will populate the story, the background, of course, and the conflict, which is what drives the story. Then I start writing it, you know, with an open, pure heart, and the story develops a life of itself and mm-hmm. really carries me. It's almost like I'm a leaf on a river.
So the book evolves as you're writing it?
Yes.
Wow.
Sometimes, like Cubit, for instance, had a completely different ending than what I originally started, you know, to when I started writing.
So in the course of writing your book, you're also reading it, aren't you?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Numerous times and changing the storyline. Cubit has a little over 300 pages, so you have to make sure that the whole story is consistent, that the beginning, the middle, and the end are all tied together. One of the worst mistakes you can possibly make is, you know, somebody's reading the book. So, wait a minute, but he said, you know, this thing said that was such and such in the beginning, right?
I'm glad you said that because, I took a screenwriting course in Los Angeles and I was told that sometimes really, really big fans of a TV series will send a script they wrote to the producer mm-hmm. and the most common response they get back is, our characters wouldn't do that.
Right.
You've got to be consistent with that story, right?
And that's a very good point, DJ, because the characters have to behave in a certain manner. If the character is meek and shy and all of a sudden does some incredible act of heroism, it's like the story loses its credibility, if you will.
It's like a Shaggy Dog story.
Right.
Yeah, indeed. And do you use any kind of writing software?
I'm sorry?
Do you use any kind of writer's software?
No, not really. I just use Word and add it, you know, numerous times. I live on Google doing researches for, you know, basically, like I said, it's not a fiction book. It's not a fantasy book. It's an actual science fiction book. So it's not a book that you're going to read and say, oh, my gosh, I have to be a physicist to enjoy this at all. But the science in it is factual.
And that's why
it's not the time travel.
So you know who you are writing for, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, you're not writing a professorial book.
No.
You're writing
a
book a science fan or a science fiction fan can enjoy.
So the story is, you know, it keeps moving, is action packed. It does have, you know, the science around it.
Sure.
Very much like an Isaac Asimov type story.
Yeah.
Which, you know, basically.
So it's still accessible.
Shamelessly trying to emulate.
How can anybody learn more about what you're writing? Do you have a web page or do you have any books they can purchase right now?
Yes. I do not have a web page as I finish my second book that mm-hmm. I'm in the process of writing called The Cubit Wars. I will put one together. Right now, the book is available on Amazon Kindle. Okay, it's available for the iPhone, for Android, for many platforms, as well as Windows, of course. You don't have to have the Kindle device itself. And it's been around, and it's still selling. It basically, if you go on Amazon and type Sergio F., as in Fernando, Mendes, M-E-N-D-E-S, in Cubit, it will take you to my book.
And Cubit, Q-U-B-I-T.
Q-U-B-I-T, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's $2.99, so it's not going to, you know, take anybody's bank. And
sure.
It's a fun read, I hope, you know, just. And I do get comments from the book. You know, some lady in Vermont, for instance, wrote on the comments that she was looking forward to my next book, and mm-hmm. she really enjoyed it. So it's been a lot of fun.
That's great to hear. And Sergio is part of the Professional Writers of Prescott organization and series we've been highlighting for the last month and a half. They have their monthly meeting tonight, in fact, at 6 p.m. at the Prescott Library. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success with your writing. Stay tuned because I got some final thoughts and tomorrow's guests for Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley. In Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQ&A.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
This is Ted Guttle. Along with my brother Adam, we have a great time doing these radio ads, but we are dead serious when it comes to keeping you cool in the summer and warm in the winter. At Guttle's, your comfort is no laughing matter, and not only do we insist on using the best quality parts and equipment, but also the most highly trained and skilled workers. No cutting corners, no overselling, just doing what's right for you. That's a promise we've kept since 1987.
Hey! Don't settle. Get Guttle's High Desert Mechanical in the Prescott area. Call 772-2751.
When it comes to radiation therapy for treating cancer, you want the best, and you want it close to home. At the Cancer Centers of Northern Arizona Healthcare in Sedona, a nationally recognized radiation oncologist leads our team of doctors, nurses, and therapists. We offer state-of-the-art radiation technology and provide compassionate, personalized care. For more information, visit nahealth.com or call 204-3000. Cancer Centers of Northern Arizona Healthcare, fighting cancer every step of the way together.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Just in case you missed it at the start of the show, the Tuesday Night Classic Series continues tonight at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley with Young Frankenstein. Then tomorrow, the Wednesday Night Classics continue at the Prescott Elks Theater. Tomorrow's showing is The Breakfast Club, the first movie to make stars of the Brat Pack. Hey, stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, and then Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, coming your way at 4 o'clock. Join me right back here Wednesday at 2 for Q&A, when my guests will be Vicki Paris-Goodman with Entertainment Reviews, Jody Pelosi from Yavapai Regional Medical Center. She'll have updates on genetic testing, and author Mary McNear for her new book, The Secrets We Carried. That's Q&A Wednesday at 2, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.